The Second Oldest Profession, A World History of Espionage, Part 1, Lecture 7, The Age of Discovery.
The rise of Europe was not obvious in 1500. Ming China, the Ottoman Empire, the Mughal Empire in Persia, Muscovy, the predecessor to modern Russia, and Tokugawa Japan were all better organized, and each had strong central states that were only emerging then in Europe. European knowledge of the Orient was fragmentary and often wrong, although the image of fabulous wealth and vast armies was reasonably accurate. Constantinople fell in 1453, and the Ottoman Turks were pressing towards Budapest and Vienna. Compared with the world of Islam, Europe was behind culturally, technologically, and militarily. As a result, few at the end of the 15th century would have predicted that Europe would soon emerge as the dominant center of global military, economic, and cultural life. Yale historian Paul Kennedy has made a persuasive argument in his seminal book, The Rise and Fall of the Great Powers, Economic Change and Military Conflict from 1500 to 2000. The rivalries between European states stimulated advances, economic growth, and military effectiveness. The Habsburg bid for power was ultimately unsuccessful because other European states worked together. The Habsburgs overextended in repeated conflicts during which they became militarily top-heavy upon a weakening economic base. The other European states managed a better balance between wealth creation and military power. The power struggles between 1600 and 1815 were more complicated as Spain and the Netherlands declined, while France, Britain, Russia, Austria, and Prussia rose to dominate both diplomatically and militarily. What spurred the rivalry between European states that transformed Europe into the center of world economic and military power? Within a generation, two key events fundamentally reshaped the history of the early modern European world, and with it brought to the forefront the intrinsic role of spying as a vital component of statehood. The first was the discovery of America in 1492. The discovery of America transformed the struggle for hegemony among rival European states into a truly global one. And as the old institutions of state control of Europe were extended and transformed into the new world, so too was the competition for the vital resources and seemingly limitless wealth of the Americas. Initially, the move into the Western Hemisphere was largely driven by Catholic states, Spain and Portugal, with the keen support of the Vatican, who essentially recognized Portuguese hegemony over North America and Spanish hegemony in Central and South America. Within a century, the increasing flow of African slaves into the New World to exploit the resources of the Americas by replacing the indigenous population of those Americas, 90% of whom were wiped out by disease and war, was accompanied by a steady flow of Catholic priests who extended the old world religion into the new world. But when a young German Catholic priest named Martin Luther posted his 95 grievances on the door of a Württemberg church in 1517, launching the Protestant Reformation, the heated rivalry between European nations took on a distinctly religious flavor. We have already seen how this played out with Catholic intrigues inside Protestant England in the century after King Henry VIII, which was not coincidentally the first century after the discovery of the Americas. In this lecture, we will explore two key aspects of the Age of Discovery: the ways Native Americans sought initially to suborn and exploit European colonization toward their own ends, and the use of pirates as non-state agents who played a vital role in the interdiction of the flow of the wealth and resources of the New World to buttress the Catholic institutions of the Old.